You know, I thought, you know, at the beginning, obviously, it was a little slow. You know, it's always going to be a challenge going on the road and, you know, just creating your own energy. I thought, you know, we did well, you know, with them ripping off that first touchdown. I thought the offense, you know, really responded well, and we kept our composure. And, you know, that's a big thing with this team that I see this year. It's, you know, there's no look in the eye, you know, when the other team scores. You know, we're always comfortable, we're always calm, and, you know, everybody's locked in and ready to go, and we know what we have to do. So, you know, I was really happy with the way we came out on the road tonight.
Did South Carolina catch y'all by surprise at all, by the way, you know, they played and were able to make this such a competitive football game?
No, you know, we knew that, you know, it was going to be a challenge, especially going on the road with the week of preparation that we had, you know, with test week coming. And, you know, it was just a different week. And Coach Sumlin challenged us. And, you know, he told us, you know, we're going to have to, like I said, you know, create our own energy. And, you know, Coach Muschamp's a defensive guru. And, you know, we knew that he was going to come out and throw some different stuff at us. And, you know, they're really good on defense. And, you know, I thought it was a lot to say about us, you know, with you know, the challenges that they proposed to us. We were able to change, you know, with what they gave us, and go out there and execute.
With it being test week, how do you guys handle that during the week?
It's you know, it's tough. You know, obviously you can't dedicate all your time to one or the other, and you just have to be really good with balancing that. And it's getting, you know, good amount of sleep and getting to your tutors on time, and, you know, just doing all the little things. And, you know, it's a challenge, you know, because then, you know, after you have a full day of school and studying and whatnot, you know, you got to go out and practice, and you got to focus on South Carolina for 3 hours. You know, it's rough, it's a grind. And then after practice, you go back to school. So it's just, you know, being mature and knowing where to dedicate your time.
You know, what did it feel like to finally be able to put them away there in the fourth? I think they've been hanging around all game.
Yeah, you know, it felt good. You know, it's obviously with the team that's hanging around like that, you know, you just need one drive to kind of put them away. And, you know, that was one thing that we were, you know, stressing our offense every time we got the ball is, you know, let's put them away. And, you know, it was big time to get that fumble recovery. Obviously the 12th man jumped on that. And, you know, that was big time for us. That's a big confidence booster, and just, you know, get the offense out there to put them away.
What about the job Taboyo did out there, and you think he deserves a little more PT after that?
Oh, he, you know, Jeremy did great. And, you know, we knew he was going to step up to the challenge. The guy's, you know, a fourth-year senior. He's been around. He's been in the big games. And, you know, I think he was just, you know, waiting on his moment. And, you know, Coach Mazzoni, he says it, you know, he started saying it a couple weeks ago. It's a credit to those guys like Jeremy and Pope and those guys that have been around that go out and they practice their butts off. And, you know, sometimes they get zero plays. And sometimes, like tonight, Jeremy's going to get 50 snaps. You know, you never know when your name's going to be called, and it was great to see Jeremy go out there and have success.
Christian, can you talk about being 3-0 in the SEC and all three of those wins coming on the road?
It feels good. You know, it's a good, you know, it's good to see where the team is at, you know, especially in the SEC. You can lose at any time, any week, you know, especially on the road. It's a challenge, you know, creating your own energy. So to see where we're at and see how we're responding to adversity is really good. And, you know, we just got to go out each week and keep getting better.
Early in the game with two new guys in there, was there a little bit of a learning curve getting them and Trevor synced up?
I don't think so. You know, those two new guys that came in, Frank, you know, obviously taking Ricky's spot, and then, you know, Jeremy stepping in for Speedy. You know, those are two guys that have been around. You know, Frank's been around for 3 years. Jeremy's a fourth-year senior. So, like I said, those guys have been in the big moments. They've had the reps in practice. They probably get more reps than the starters do just because, you know, you get them working because you never know when they're going to be thrown in there. So, you know, I thought that they did a good job going in there. And, you know, Trevor, you know, trusted him. He leaned on him. And, you know, we were able to go out there and they did good.
How long, Christian, what did they throw that you guys hadn't seen before? You mentioned that you were expecting it. Mm-hmm. What did they show you?
You know, it wasn't too anything too, you know, I wouldn't say they worked up a new defense that we've never seen before. It's just, you know, some of the, you know, formations that we're going to get into and, you know, kind of, you know, base, kind of get our bread and butter. They gave us some different looks, and, you know, we kind of came out in the second half and we had to adjust at halftime, and that's when we formulated our run game and really using the key screens and, you know, getting the ball out in the perimeter. And, you know, that's just a credit to Coach Mazzoni and Coach Turner, you know, seeing that and, you know, just putting us in the best position to go make plays.
You know, how long did it take you to get accustomed to all the traditions at A&M when you first got to campus?
You know, they do a good job, you know, right when you come in. You know, that's, I think that was maybe the first thing I did, you know, after the first night was come in, and it's like a 3-hour orientation on, you know, just schooling you on all the chants and whatnot and all the traditions. And, you know, it's the most special thing about A&M. So I think that's why they, you know, make such an emphasis to make sure the new guys that come in, you know, learn it.
Coach,